U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in the Black Hills is continuing to push for a move to Rapid City from Hot Springs. The agency released an environmental impact statement detailing its plans. But South Dakota's congressional delegation and many Hot Springs area veterans and residents are critical of the move. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the story.
The Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, says the Veterans Affairs Black Hills Healthcare System hopes to construct a multi-specialty outpatient clinic and a 100-bed residential rehabilitation treatment program in Rapid City. The EIS includes renovating a building on the existing Hot Springs campus to maintain a smaller community-based clinic in Hot Springs. Sandra Horseman is the VA Black Hills Healthcare System's director. Horseman says the VA believes the move of services to Rapid City involves many factors, like filling and keeping staff at the hospital.
We've been able to fill them, and we have just an outstanding group of people out there who are very dedicated to veterans, but we've struggled. The number of veterans seeking services, they're for inpatient services, has gone down significantly over time. To do the residential rehabilitation treatment program and be successful not only while they're in the program, but as they come out and transition, they need a lot of supportive services.
Horseman says housing and transportation while rehabilitating veterans is a big need. The EIS is open for review for the next 30 days. Before any decision is made, VA Secretary Robert McDonald will travel to Hot Springs to visit the community. South Dakota's congressional delegation is keeping a close eye on the statement. Senator John Thune and Congresswoman Kristi Noem said they are concerned the VA continues to pursue moving its veterans health care system despite vocal opposition. Senator Mike Rounds says he and South Dakota's delegation will continue working closely with all stakeholders to make sure the final decision best serves South Dakota veterans. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.